Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an email, a long email here from M.
So this is a correction to something we talked about on episode 418. Listener M wanted to submit their transcripts from community college to LSAC, despite multiple LSAC reps telling them that they didn't need to. We advised M to listen to LSAC. M followed up with a supervisor at LSAC who contradicted the other reps and confirmed that M does have to submit their community college transcripts. So it's unfortunate, Ben, but well, I guess we should read this email, huh?
Yep.
Hello. I apologize for hastily jotting down information in the previous email. Your advice hurt. However, I could tell it was genuine and your team wanted to help. Hopefully I'm providing some clarification below. A supervisor later confirmed to me that I must send my community college transcripts. For clarification, my community college grades are not in my university transcript. I had a 3.9 in non-STEM coursework from Arizona, and I did well in law courses offered by my school. One law course involved reading famous cases like Marbury versus Madison and legal writing assignments. I obtained good internships in engineering, and I could easily give up on becoming a lawyer to have a comfortable job. However, working for free at the public defenders was more enjoyable than any position I've held. I want to pursue a career I will be passionate about for the rest of my life. Oh, because we also told M not to do law. We told M to just do STEM instead. Yeah. So this is M now. Okay, so a couple things. Thank you, M, for the correction. Unfortunately, LSAC apparently is not training its chat reps properly. So they're giving out bad information.
Yeah.
What would happen if you followed the bad information in the first place is that you would try to apply to law school and then you would eventually get a letter back saying, hey, we don't have your undergrad or your community college transcript, so you can't apply. Or we can't calculate your LSAC GPA because you don't. They might not even say anything to you. They might just, your record just might, you're like, you never get an LSAC GPA and you wonder why.
Or they never know. I don't even know how that works. Would they know that you went to community college?
Well, you're probably going to be putting it on, like they're going to ask you to list all the schools you ever attended in your LSAC account, right? So, yeah. Anyway, bummer that we've got mixed information coming from LSAC, and super bummer that we've got like customer service people at the lower levels who are giving people the wrong answers. And then eventually you have to go, I don't think that's right, and get through to a supervisor and then have the supervisor tell you the same thing. I guess the lesson there is if you're not sure about something that LSAC is telling you, ask for a supervisor. I don't know how better to counsel our listeners and students on that.
If the advice doesn't sound right, yeah, dig.
It's unfortunate, but that's the world we're living in.
Okay.
Maybe this explanation of my personal statement can give more information, says M, regarding the should they be an engineer or not. So let's see if M can convince us that they actually should be a lawyer, not an engineer.
Okay.
When I worked at the public defender's office, I loved document review, listening to jail phone calls, and attending court hearings. Most clients I worked with received an unfair hand in life, and their situations brought back memories of my friend's incarceration. Oh, right. This was the person who wanted to write about their friend's incarceration in their personal statement. And we said no to that. And I still say no to that. I know firsthand how they felt. I mention my experience and how helpless I felt as an anecdote. During my friend's confinement, I attended every court hearing and wanted to help attorneys however possible. While I was sad, I became enamored with the intricacies of the judicial system, and I wanted to know how I could directly become a part of the process. Hence, I took a position at the public defender's office. My goal is to make life fair for someone, even for a small portion of their life. Wow. That is like really, really fighting the good fight. More power to you, I guess, if you really love it. Just, you know that you're getting yourself into not very much money.
Yeah, you
probably
really need to
still
go for
pretty
free.
Stressful. Yeah, figure out how to go for free. Absolutely.
Go to law school for free because you're not going to make a lot of money in the public defender's office. Yep.
RE, being an engineer instead of a lawyer, M says, I spend 40 to 60 hours a week on schoolwork as an undergraduate. I could have easily picked a major that requires 15 hours or less of work a week. However, that seems pointless unless I'm 100% sure about law school. My goal was to learn and improve. I wanted to push myself and grow as a person. An easy major would not give me any skills, in my opinion. People are happy to have $250,000 of debt and in return receive a $50,000 a year job and a degree from a prestigious institution. I will probably not attend a top 30 school, but my work ethic and desire to learn could allow me to perform well in law school. The concept of writing is not any more abstract than the work I did in my undergraduate career. And that's coming from M. So M is defending it because we were like, well, you're going to go defend against you're going to go fight against people who are good at English and you're good at math. And why?
Yeah, there were some problems with her email last time, his or her email.
Oh, so we couldn't read it. I see.
I vaguely remember that, or I think.
Oh, maybe. Right. It was like maybe hastily written or something. So M says, sure. Hopefully this email is easier to read. And it was. And more power to you, M. I give you my blessing. It sounds like you're very serious about going down this road. I hope you love it. I hope you really do make life fairer for people who have gotten a raw deal. I hope you do not impoverish yourself en route to doing that. So please do get yourself a scholarship.
Yeah, I mean, heck, go for free. And then the risk is extraordinarily lower, right? We talk about this all the time, but yeah. If you end up not liking it, then you can back out. But even if you love it, then you can go on and do what you love because you're not forced to go get a high paying job. So yeah, good luck.
Awesome. Thanks, Em. Thanks for the clarification. Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.